Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty. This is the Punk Rock MBA Podcast. You may know me from the YouTube channel of the same name, but this is the podcast. And on this show, I'm going to sit down with people who are making a living doing something they love. And of course, I'm going to do my best to kind of pull out the insights, the big ideas, the tips, the tricks that will help you quit your day job if you were stuck in a day job that you don't like, just like I was many years ago. Or if you're already doing what you love, will help you level up your game, grow your business, and make your life even more awesome. So if you are a creator or an entrepreneur of any kind, then this show is for you. Now, one thing I want to clear up, this is not a music show. So this is not going to be where I sit down with guys or girls in a band and talk about their new album and all that stuff. Really, it's more of a business show than anything else. So you might be asking yourself, well, why is it called the Punk Rock MBA? What's the punk part? Well, although I did go to college and I learned a ton from that, which I will talk about on the show, in a lot of ways, I think the most important things I learned were actually from the time I spent in the whole world of like DIY hardcore and punk and metal and all that. I didn't realize it at the time, but in hindsight, all the years that I spent going to basement shows, putting out zines, writing graffiti, all that stuff, I was learning a lot of things that would actually end up being incredibly valuable to me in the quote-unquote real world, in my future career as a graphic designer, then later on in marketing, and then later on just running a business in general, operating a business. And the main thing I learned more than anything else was that you don't need to wait for anybody to give you their permission to make big things happen, to change your life, to take control of your own destiny. You don't need any gatekeeper to come along and give you their blessing for that. You just fucking do it. Just like we all do and did back in the day, back in the DIY hardcore and punk scenes. You want to put out a record? Do it. You want to open a store? Do it. Don't wait for anybody to tell you it's okay. You just fucking go for it. So I'm going to talk to people from all walks of life who embody that spirit, from musicians to filmmakers to designers, visual artists, engineers, athletes, business owners, writers, you name it. Really, anybody who's been able to turn their passion into their career. And because there's no one-size-fits-all path for that, I'm going to talk to a really wide variety of people, whether that means some people who started their own company, people who work in an existing company, maybe some combination of the two, just anybody who has embodied that spirit. Anybody who's been able to make it happen in whatever way works for them. So I'm really excited for this. I've got a super cool lineup of guests that I can't wait to share with you. We're going to have a new show for you every single week, so make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you there.
Hey, you. Did you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget, and we decide if they brought the One Hit Thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.